Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。Exhibitors are stepping up final preparations as the 5th China International Import Expo approaches. The first exhibits were transported to the National Exhibition and Convention Center today. Yuan Qiye tells us more.
The first exhibits included advanced medical equipment, new energy vehicles, and fuel cell systems. Many of them will make their debut in Asia or China.
The three exhibits we brought to the CIIE today are of great significance. They represent major innovations and breakthroughs in their respective sectors.
We need to bring this advanced medical equipment to the venues early because it needs to be tested.
National Exhibition and Convention Center organizers say they will start arranging the exhibition booths between October 27th and 31st and work on the layout of the exhibits in early November.Online trial operations began today with content from 30 countries. A total of 66 countries and 3 international organizations will participate in the online exhibition.
We have upgraded our technologies to incorporate metaverse and virtual reality into the online exhibitions. There are more than 10 themes for the exhibitions, more diverse than before.
A new CIIE app will feature over 300 exhibitors.There will also be hundreds of live streams during the trade fair. Yuan Qiye, Shanghai Live.
Hype is building for the annual Double 11 Shopping Festival. While the official date is November 11th, pre-sales began on Tmall tonight. Yuan Qiye has more.
On Alibaba's e-commerce platform Taobao, many companies have already set prices on their products. Altogether, 290,000 brands from around the world will be available during the Double 11 Shopping Festival on Taobao, including 70,000 for the first time.
I hope each Taobao live streaming room sells more agricultural products to help farmers make more money.
Up to 300 items can be added to a shopping cart on Taobao, a big increase from the previous 120. Products from one order can be shipped to different addresses.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu yesterday spoke for the second time in 3 days. Last Friday's call was their first since May. Zhang Hong has the story.
The Pentagon declined to give details beyond saying that Austin, who initiated the call, emphasized the need for lines of communication amid the conflict in Ukraine.The Russian Defense Ministry said Shoigu also held telephone conversations with the defense ministers of the United Kingdom, France, and Turkey yesterday to discuss the situation in Ukraine. The ministry said they discussed a tendency towards further uncontrolled escalation. It added Shoigu conveyed concerns about possible provocations by Ukraine with the use of radiological weapons, also known as dirty bombs.Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba denied the Russian side's claims, saying they neither have dirty bombs nor plan to acquire any.
During the day, the armed forces of the Russian Federation have continued to carry out airstrikes with long-range precision-guided weapons against Ukraine's military command and energy systems. All assigned targets have been hit.
The Ukrainian power grid operator announced yesterday that it continued to restrict electricity in the Kiev and Chernihiv regions. French President Emmanuel Macron said yesterday it was up to Ukraine to decide the time and terms of peace with Russia. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.